Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Apple Juice Show. Today is Saturday, April 3rd, 2010. I'm Billy Hein, and today is the iPad launch. And alongside me are my co-hosts, my beautiful co-hosts, by the way, I want to say that. You've got Aaron Dyer over there on the left-hand side.
Yes, although I might have it, so.
You can be wherever you want, I don't really care, because you're on Skype, so it doesn't really matter. On the whatever side he wants to be on is George Drage, the actual host of the show.
Hello, everyone, and yes, that is the wonderful Billy Hein taking over the host or the show for the day. I mean, because he usually actually got the bigger iPad, which is not even his. So
I didn't even get one. Well, I guess I kind of did, but it's not even mine.
He's taking care of one.
Okay, so let's explain Billy what happened and
situation.
Aaron. So Aaron, why don't you explain it? Because it's your iPad, so.
Well, then basically, George, you just explained it right there.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
so here's what happened.
Go ahead.
Aaron the other day sends me a message, or I don't know, we were talking about something. And he's like, "Hey, I got an idea, Billy. You wanna get an iPad for me and send it over?" Because he lives in the UK. So I said, "I'm not really for it, but whatever. We'll talk about it later." So then we talk about it a little later, and I get to play with the iPad for a few days. I send it to him on a Monday or Tuesday, and UPS it to him. He should get it there within the week. He saves a little bit of money, barely, if any at all, and I give him the 64 gig model. And because he's in the UK, it's not out yet. So I'm holding in my pretty little hand.
I think I will save money because over here, one of the reasons I'm doing this is over here, Apple haven't even announced
the date.
Well, whether we're going to get it. It just sort of says, well, what we're going to get. It just sort of says coming late April. And it's been saying that since January. Now, all the rumors say April 24th, but there's nothing about pricing. And realistically, if I was to take out the shipping, which costs $100, basically.
We hope.
Well, no, UPS's website says it costs $100 because I did it based on the size and the weight of the actual iPad in the box.
Oh, okay.
So I'm expecting, anyway, so if you take out the shipping, I've essentially given Billy the UK equivalent of £500. Now, I don't think I'll be able to get a 64 gigabyte Wi-Fi iPad for less than $700 here. I think that Apple are going to, we're not going to get the same sweet deals that you guys got, because $500 US translates to £311 and a few pennies.
Plus, you'll get it quicker than they will.
One would hope.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm not the only European doing this today.
Yeah.
Don McAllister is one of them.
Oh, yeah, just name names.
I would say that pretty much, what's your name, Stu Helm?
Yeah, sorry, Cro-Mag Rally's starting to play. You know that game is so fun on the iPad?
So, I mean, George, you got one, right, as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, let's talk about my let's talk a little bit about my experience and Billy's experience.
Your situation.
Situation, experience, same thing. So, I wake up at 6 in the morning. As you know, Orlando has...
Oh, 6?
Oh, 6, yes.
Are you kidding me?
What time did you wake up, Billy?
I woke up at like 5, I think at 5:30 or
okay.
So.
Excuse me.
Okay, hold on.
The funniest thing about this whole thing is, Billy, who woke you up, really?
Your dad.
You know what? To be honest, I was already awake, but my dad just walked in. I was like, hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Because I was just like had the thing over my head and I can hear him walking in.
I think secretly your dad was a bit more excited than you.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Let me go ahead and tell my story and then you can touch. All right. So 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, actually I was up at 5:50, but
now he changes the time.
Well, I mean, the alarm went off at 5:50, and I was just in bed. And 6 o'clock, wake up, get to the Apple store around 6:20. You know, I see a couple cars there. I'm like, oh, well, they're probably Apple employees because you know the Apple store is right, you know, right through there. Through that door over there, well, where you can't see. So, I see a guy sitting on a bench, and so I'm like, oh, this guy looks homeless, but, you know, let's go, you know, I'm gonna go, you know, look at and see if he's homeless. Well, he did look homeless, but, this guy actually, no. So let me get the story. So this guy, quiet down, this guy, he actually, he was there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon the day before, and I was like, Are you kidding me? You know, it's kind of crazy where there's no one there. So I was second in line he had pre-ordered one and I had pre-ordered one. There were a couple other people in their cars, but you know, I stood outside and I had a nice conversation with him. We had a couple mutual friends actually. And, you know, he was just telling me that he's a photographer as well. And, but he shoots with, a really expensive, like $50,000 camera. That's like a 50 megapixel camera that is really interesting. I'd never heard of it. And, shoots into like a .fff format. Don't know what that stands for, but, I mean, one of you might know, but,
no.
I don't either. So, I mean, it was a pretty interesting thing. And so seven o'clock that he told me that 7 o'clock, one of the guards said he'd open the door, whereas they didn't, and they moved it to 7:30. So 7:30, they opened the door, the line's getting a bit longer outside. Met a couple other people. So we 7:30, door looks in, we walk in, and there's already a guy standing there. And we're like, hey, how did you get in here? He's like, oh, I went in through the other entrance, which was, I mean, no. The other entrance, they had opened at 7:30, but it was actually closer to the thing than it was. But he actually got in, you know, one of the last people because he didn't pre-reserve. There was like there's more people that had walked up to get an iPad than had, you know, reserved one.
Okay. Whoa. So I have a question. How did they? Because Billy got my iPad. How Hail Mary pass was this? I decided to ask Billy to get me an iPad. What, Wednesday?
Yeah.
So Billy got mine at Best Buy.
Yeah. Well, see, I went to the Apple Store, and I mean,
how are they doing the lines?
Okay, so this is what they did. So every, you know, the lines didn't start until the inside. Like they had like an unofficial line outside the store. We saw like most of the, you know, people that worked for Apple, the employees, walking in, you know, and they were like, oh, they're like, what are you here for? And I said, oh, I don't know. There's something called the iPad that's coming out.
What are you here for?
No. They were like, yeah, they're like, you know, just joking around, you know.
Oh, yeah. What are you here for? Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you. You work here.
And one of the guy comes up. He's like, are you guys here for the iPad or, you know, whatnot? I said, no, well. You know, I kind of heard about it. I thought it was interesting, and you know, no, I was just joking with him.
Pre-ordered, basically, you lied.
I just pre-ordered it, and so let me keep telling the story. So, inside they had two lines: reservations and walk-ups. So basically, I was second in line in the reservations, and there were three Apple employees that came out, and one girl came out. She was just checking our names off to make say we're here and whatnot, and then. Towards like 8:30, I've shown the video to Aaron earlier that I took. I'm going to put it on Vimeo and link it on the post. But 30 minutes before, they dropped it was all covered in black. They dropped the curtains, they wrapped them up. And then 5 minutes before, the manager comes out, really nice guy. I've known him for a while. And he says, you know, basically gives basically what the press release says. Aaron says, you know, magical device, you know, at a very low price or whatever. And
I actually read it.
Yeah, he memorized it and he read like the first sentence or second sentence, you know.
I can't believe I'm going to know. I wasn't even there and the guy comes out all hooping and hollering. Basically, right, okay. What George just described with the black curtains and everything, Billy, that happened everywhere across the country at the same time. I've been told by my sources and also by reading research, is that a lot of the Apple stores stayed open throughout the night. So, because the whole store got refitted and the deliveries happened about, you know, that night, or Friday. So they put the black curtains up after like Apple stores, I think normally close about 10 PM, depending on where they are. So they put the black curtains up, they rearranged the stores, they preloaded the iPads overnight, and got all that sort of stuff out. And then the manager comes out in George's video, the manager comes out and he says, gets everybody screaming and hooping and hollering. And he says, you know, thank you very much for coming out to buy one of our magical, wonderful something devices at a revolutionary price. And I was just like, my God, if he uses another PR term, I'm going to be sick, you know?
Yeah. But
anyway, it was kind of, I don't know, let's spin it off a sec. How do you feel about the whole hooping and hollering and making a big to-do about getting an Apple product? I think it's kind of cool.
I mean, see, the thing is, like, I've never been to an Apple store for, like, an opening like this. Like, I usually go to the AT&T store, which is, like, maybe 2 minutes away from my house. I mean, I'm usually the first in line. It's not, like, such a big experience as this, but, I mean, I felt really, really, you know, welcome with Apple. And, you know, the experience was, you know, wonderful. Like they're celebrating, you know, it was like Christmas, you know, it was kind of cool. They had the, you know, the, all the employees come around and, you know, give us five and they gave us smart water and, you know, it was a good experience. And it, I just really got happy about it. And I mean, and then the, you know, they count down and 10, 9, 8 down to one. One comes, the guy in front of me goes, you know, he gets the guy. And then actually the guy that I, he sold me the iPad was the guy that sold me my MacBook Pro in November last year, which is great. And it was funny that I bought my iPad and I was having trouble with my iPhone yesterday. And I came back today actually to the Apple store. So I've been to the Apple store three times within these last 2 days. And today they finally fixed my iPhone. It had some debris under the home screen, but
today, oh, is that what it was? Now, whenever you have stuff under the home screen, is it like, does it click almost like?
Well, it automatically, like what happened was that my iPhone I couldn't use the home screen. So basically you sent me a text message. So I opened up and I was in the text message. So I was fine, you know, texting people back and forth, you know, saying, hey, my phone's broken or whatever. I, you know, my phone did maybe three or four phone calls out of the random. And I was like, and then someone called me during the iPad, announcement, and I was like, I'm not picking up. It's first of all, it's the iPad. Second of all, I don't want to talk to this person right now. And third of all, I don't know if I automatically called her or not. So, but I mean, basically, it would call people, it would get on voice control by itself. I wouldn't do anything. And I was like, what the heck? You know, what the heck? So the guy took it, he took in the back, he, you know, took out this the display. He, you know, made sure it was all connected and everything, which it wasn't. And there was a couple of debris in there, and he put it back in, and it started working perfectly fine. He's like, "If just restore it tonight." And I said, "Sir, I know how to restore it. I'm pretty much an Apple, you know, expert when it comes to."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why you had to go to the Apple Genius to get the debris out?
Well, see, I didn't want to void my warranty, like Aaron said. She says you don't want to void your warranty. I almost fixed it. Aaron, I told you about this. I almost fixed it. And you're like, no, just go to the Apple store and they'll fix it for you. So.
Well, he was doing one of the scariest things. This is a very popular thing that a lot of people do that they think they know what they're doing. I know it's going to sound really stupid, but being a former technician in a past life, canned air inside electronics is dangerous.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what you're doing, you can cause way more damage than good. And I turn on the video with George earlier, right, Billy? And, yeah. And George is like, literally, he's got the nozzle thing from a canned air thing jammed into his home screen.
I didn't jam it into my home screen. Yeah.
And I tell you, it looked nasty. And he's like blowing away. I'm like, oh, stop doing that.
Yeah, you can blow it apart. Yeah.
Yeah, you can basically, and plus it's cold. It's like deodorant. You can freeze the components.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a goddamn computer under there, George. It's like taking a can of deodorant, only it's worse because it's a directed nozzle. So you are basically spraying deodorant into your iPhone, pretty much.
I hope you feel happy with yourself, George.
Well, I did not know that, and that's good to know now.
That's why I'm going to stop, because I mean, I knew that the first thing you do when you go to the Apple store is they take it apart. And if they can tell that you, Apple is a nice company, but don't make no mistake about it. They're in it to make money. And if they can tell that you've done something to make it worse, they won't help you.
Hmm.
You know, I had a friend who worked in a London Apple store, and he told me this story about this woman who literally bought a MacBook Pro in. She bought a MacBook Pro from him one day, came back in 2 days later with her leg in a cast. She got hit by a car while riding her bike, and her MacBook Pro wasn't in a case. It just kind of, it was in her bag, and it just kind of, it was nasty. And she demanded a new MacBook Pro, and they were like, I'm sorry, but it's not even covered by AppleCare. You know, for that sort of damage, you need an insurance policy.
Okay. So Billy, tell us a little bit about your iPad experience. What happened?
So I get there, it's an hour drive to where we went. To get the iPad to the Best Buy where we stayed. And so we get there about 7, I'd say. And I'm there for about 30 minutes just waiting in line. Nobody was there, so I just pulled out my chair and sat down. So then some guy comes up and he sits next to me. He's a nice guy. We talked pretty much the whole time. He's a nice he was an Apple person. I think, Aaron, you saw him in the video, didn't you?
Yeah, he was talking to you. He was talking to you a good bunch.
Yeah. So he was in the Air Force, so we talked about Air Force stuff. But we actually had some guy come up and preach to us. And I knew this was happening. I thought this would happen yesterday, last night. I was like, I hope. I think somebody preached to us at the first iPhone launch.
No. It was the Billy and I were on a video chat. Some guy came up to you on the 3G launch. Some guy came up to you, and you were a friend of yours, Lauren. I can't remember what he was talking about, but he was doing something weird. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They just seem to always come up. I guess it's because you got a crowd there. They're not going to leave, and you can just say whatever you want. But
so what was he preaching?
I don't know. He's just talking about, like, he's like, I have audio and visual proof of such and such, 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 like Jesus and shit. And, but it was just funny because he's like, I kept on saying, I have audio and video proof.
But it is Easter weekend. I mean.
Oh, that's true.
Plus, it's entertaining. I mean, if you're religious and it helps you, more power to you. I happen not to be of that ilk, that's interesting. It passed the time, I bet, huh?
Oh, he was only there for like 5 minutes. And then he gets in line to buy an iPhone.
Yeah, because
let's see, there was something else that happened in line that was, that one I wasn't really going to mention because it wasn't anything significant, but they let us in the, actually, there was only about 15 people there whenever they opened the doors, so they didn't even bother handing out tickets because they said, oh, well, to be honest, we have about 100 iPads. And I was like, ah, man, and what accessories do y'all have? And they didn't have any. So I couldn't get Aaron any, so I'm just here holding my iPad without a case. Or Aaron's iPad, sorry. Mm-hmm. So we go straight to the demo units, and I shot video of this, so I'm editing, I'm actually cutting the video together right now. But we went straight to the demo case and played with the iPad a little bit. And then the guy's like, so who wants a 64? And I automatically throw my hand up, I'm like, me right here. And I'm like, go big or go home. And everybody starts laughing. And so I swear most of the people there did get 16 gig ones. Or 64, rather.
Most of the people got 64?
Yeah.
I was talking to a couple people in line, and some people were like, well, 64. And some people were like, oh, well, 32. And, I mean, there's just a big majority of people. Oh, this is cool.
So
getting on to applications.
I'm not even done.
Okay, finish your story.
Yeah, your thing went like 20 minutes, and I just did 2 minutes. So
sorry about that.
I unboxed the thing in the car. I shot video of the whole unboxing. It was not easy, by the way.
By the way, how nervous do you think that made me feel when the first picture I saw of my iPad was of you balancing a MacBook Pro on your knee, holding my iPad in one hand with the box on the other knee in a moving car?
It wasn't easy, I'll tell you. Not easy. But, you know, the iPad's just, it's really great. And from what I've used, I'm going to shoot a review of it probably tomorrow or the next day because I really haven't had enough time to properly review it. So,
okay, George, before we jump into applications, because I know you and Billy, or Billy in particular, has been using my iPad really hard today, and I appreciate it because he's essentially breaking in the battery for me. Yeah. That's how I see it, and that's how I choose to play it.
That's how he chooses it.
Exactly. I mean, you know, whatever. But seriously, Billy, do you really, could this, I mean, in all seriousness, right, you have one set of parents live in, your dad lives in North Carolina, and your mom and your stepdad live in where?
Louisiana.
Soon to be Georgia.
Yeah. So when you come back, let me ask you this, when you come back to North Carolina, are you going to bring just an iPad?
It depends on how long I'm coming for. Like, if I right now I'm in North Carolina. I've been here for about 3 days. I fly back tomorrow. If I'm coming for a trip like this, I will just bring my iPad and my iPhone.
Oh, maybe a wireless keyboard, right? Because we can use the wireless keyboards from our new iMacs.
Yeah. Well, mine didn't come with a wireless keyboard, but thanks for ringing that for me. But,
you've got
if
one,
I had
then,
one,
right? You've got
I still
one.
Actually sold it. I actually sold
did
it.
You? Yeah. Why did you do that?
Because I didn't use it.
I've got one I can send you.
Oh, that'd be so nice, Aaron. You're going to charge me buttload for the import tax, though, whatever. Actually, if you have, like, actually, you know what? I want one of the old Apple wireless keyboards.
I've got one of those, too.
Yeah, I know that. I knew you did. So, yeah, I'd take that one. But,
the big-ass white one with, like, the six batteries?
Yeah, it takes six batteries? Oh,
I think five.
We'll talk offline. We'll talk offline. But you know what? That's what I would bring because the iPad, I was playing with it at my grandparents. And let me just say the battery life in this thing is amazing. I use this probably for a good 7 hours and it was down at like 20 or 25%. And I'm just charging up right now because I'm sinking it.
No, see,
so it can't replace your, you don't think it can replace your,
not fully because I edit video on this so much.
No, I'm talking about for like, for a week, for like a weekend trip or maybe 5 days trip. Could you survive without?
Yeah. Like if I'm going on a cruise and, I would just take the iPad and my camera, which actually, by the way, while I was at Best Buy, I got to play with the T2i and I was impressed, but
you're just sold on that anyway. You have the T2i.
Yeah. But I was like, you don't have any T2i's, but she goes, oh yeah, we actually have one. And she just brought it out its case and I was shooting with it a little bit.
So how much was Best Buy selling the T2i
for? $900.
Holy mother of God.
But which is how much I'm paying for it.
George, would you pay $900? This is what I don't get about Billy's photographic.
See, I would pay $900 for a camera. Now, see, I paid. How much did I pay? I paid like $700 for mine, and I got two lenses. I got the kit lens, and I got the regular lens. But
that's expensive.
Now, what I actually want to invest in is when I do invest in another camera, it's probably going to be $1,000 camera, just the body itself.
Can't really pick a price of something you're going to invest in. It's more of the camera.
I said it's around $1,000. The camera that I want is around $1,000.
Yeah, but you really need to, whatever.
But see, Billy, you say that you can't replace your laptop with a iPad because you didn't want to edit video. You can use third-party apps.
Yeah, but I need the storage space on here, and I need the multitasking for sure because video. I'm cutting video right now, and I mean, I can't do that.
If iPhone OS 4.0 comes out in June, like they say it will, maybe, and if they has some form of multitasking, would you do it?
Well, to be honest, the first thing I'd sell would be my iMac, because my MacBook Pro, I just all the stickers on it, first of all, count, and I love the stickers on it, but I know it sounds dumb, but I really love them. I love the look of it, so I'd sell my iMac before
I
sell this.
So, I know George wants to talk about apps, but every other podcast talks about apps, George. So,
yeah.
How about we?
I want to say something here. So, was it about maybe it was last summer? Last summer, I was at a hotel, and I had my Dell Mini at the time, and so it was a weekend thing, and I went. And I brought my Dell Mini, and basically I just use it for internet browsing and, you know, a couple of things there, chat and stuff like that. Now, that's something that I said, you know, I'm thinking, hey, when I do those, you know, mini trips, 3 days, now I'm going on a cruise this summer. Perfect example. Which I've been told with the SD card kit, the camera connection kit for the iPad, you'll be able to upload your raw photos. Now, depending on how you export them out, which is probably going to be image capture, would be magnificent. I can basically use this and my iPad or my camera and my iPad on the cruise. I mean, I can see myself, you know, going on weekend trips and I go to Miami every so often to visit family. I bring my MacBook Pro because, you know, hey, that's the only thing I have right now. But I used to bring my Dell Mini when I did have it. But hey, I can bring my iPad, as I call it.
Call it your iPad.
Yeah,
really?
What's called? Okay, the iPad. I can bring this. I don't need to bring my MacBook Pro. I mean, it's pretty excessive to bring a MacBook Pro unless you're going for a conference or something like that. But today I had Bar Camp Orlando, which I didn't go to because of the iPad launch and my iPhone being broken. I could have brought in this. I could have put my keynote on this. I could have presented this morning, you know, when I was going to present, if I was going to present. I could have used this. So, I mean, basically I can see myself using this as a replacement to my Dell Mini, but
I don't know. I'm starting to form the opinion that I know it's going to sound cliche, and people that hate the iPad are still going to hate the iPad for the same reasons they hate the iPad yesterday. But this really is going to change. I mean, Apple could do one or two things. They could really hurt their Mac line for not prosumers like you and me, but for the you know, just a normal user. They could if they did a few more things with the iPad, and one would imagine they would in the coming years, like like you say, I know you can import photos on the Photos app.
Yeah.
How easy would it be for them to do a quick, quick and easy iPhoto?
Oh, sorry. Were you talking to me?
Basically, the application that they have right now is similar, very similar to iPhoto. Now, when the camera connection thing comes out, they didn't have it today at the App Store. If they did, I would have been one of them to buy it. So, I mean,
it's not similar though, because you can't do any editing yet, can you?
You can do editing on it. You can just use one of the third party apps for it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not advanced editing. I mean, it's not like Photoshop.
Yeah, but how advanced is the normal? I mean, I go into iPhoto and I'm one of the preset guys. I enhance and I do the old sepia thing and
yeah.
The vignette and I'm out and I'm done. Right? You know.
Well, see, I do that in Lightroom. Now, I was thinking, could Adobe do something like that for the iPad? A similar, you know, add on.
They're pissed at Apple right now, so I don't think they will.
I don't think Apple will approve anything. Hey, let me ask.
Well, they already have. They have the Adobe Ideas Sketch app. I told you about Aaron, remember?
Yeah, but that's because it's a free app, and they know Adobe's not going to make any money. Do you think Apple's really going to give Adobe any money at all?
I don't know. I'll have to think.
Maybe to buy and start a new software thing that's not Flash.
Draw a tombstone that says Flash died 2010. Yeah. So yeah. Let's talk about web browsing real quick, because that's something that I've been yelling at George to do all day. And George seems to be one of these applications guys.
Oh, really? You haven't been doing any web browsing? I've been surfing the internet on this thing so much.
Well, I mean, now I have, because I'm like, hey, you know, it's... Because
I've been yelling at it.
So right now I'm looking at, you know, the Mac Rumors site. I mean, has any of you guys found a site that's made specifically for the iPad?
Yeah, Gmail.
Other than that, a site.
Gmail is a website, by the way, George.
Okay, that is a website, but I'm looking for something like, a news site or something like that. Let's actually talk about Gmail. We all three use Gmail. So, I mean, they've basically sized it so it looks exactly like the web app, for the mail application. It's fitted to look, that goes with the iPhone.
Fitted?
Like, you know, it's fitted. It works good.
It's fitted.
Scaled, fitted, same thing.
Whatever.
Okay, continue. Continue.
So I've been surfing. I'm blazed right now, guys. I've been surfing on this iPad so much because it's so fast, man. It's just, I'm on Engadget right now, and the iPhone, I would sometimes use it more than going onto my iMac or my MacBook Pro to surf, but on the iPad, I can totally see me doing it because it's just so fast.
Do you seriously think that this is going to become your like in the keynote, Steve Jobs said that there's no better way to look at web pages now. Does it feel like the internet in your hand?
It does.
I mean, is it? I'm worried about how much I'm really gonna use my iMac at home, because I use Macs a lot, right? But when I'm at home, I'm really only doing one of a few things. I'm either looking at Twitter or Facebook or surfing around or checking email, or I'm on iChat with you two idiots, or AIM or something. Now, I don't care that the iPod hasn't got a camera.
iPad.
iPod again.
iPod. Yeah.
I keep doing that. See, that's another thing. I don't like the name.
I put on Twitter this morning, I said, I never thought I'd be lining up for something called the iPad. It sounds weird.
In a separate thing, I'm half watching my Twitter feed. Let's talk about one of those problems. Alex Albrecht, got his iPad today, along with Kevin Rich. Apparently, you can't charge you only charge an iPad on certain Macs, meaning the newest iMacs, the newest Mac Pros, and the newest MacBook Pros. You can't charge an iPad via a USB port on a PC.
That sucks. I don't know why Apple does it. I guess it's just a power thing, but it's weird
I don't think it is, because they're USB 2.0 ports, so they should all have the same amount of power.
I'm charging yours right now on my MacBook Pro.
So anyway,
It works on our MacBook Pros and Aaron's iMac. Not your. It's not going to work on your iMac, Billy.
No, it won't work on your iMac.
Oh, that sucks. Well, it doesn't matter. You know what? Since we were talking about the web browser just a second ago, I just want to say the embedding of HTML5 is I just want to. Are you editing this episode, by the way, George? Like cutting and beeping?
A little bit. Not really beeping.
Okay, it's just amazing, okay? You go to Vimeo's website. No, I'm dead serious. You go to Vimeo's website, you can just click play. It doesn't have to bring it into a large QuickTime window like it does on the iPhone. It just plays like you're on a web page. It's amazing. You go to Flickr, to the same thing. You can do it on Netflix and watch Netflix movies. I have a Netflix account, so tonight I'm going to watch Spread on my iPad, or Aaron's. God, Aaron. On Aaron's iPad, I'm going to watch Spread. They said it was revolutionary. And to begin with, I was like, I don't really think it's revolutionary. I think it's maybe an evolution. But from what I've seen now, it might be evolutionary like the iPhone.
Well, no, I think it's different. If you're a fan of the iPhone, you're going to love this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
If you're not a fan of the iPhone, you're going to reluctantly like this. But it's going to come to a stage. I don't think a lot of people will have it on day one because the lines weren't, unless you were in like New York at a Fifth Avenue store, the lines didn't seem that big of a deal. Like yeah. Billy, you could have shown up at like 11 and got one, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. They had 100 iPods. Blew me away, really.
I showed up at 4 o'clock. I had my appointment at 4:30 at the Apple store. And I asked him, I said, do you guys still have iPads available? I said, sure thing.
So yeah, because that happened to me with the iPhone. Every iPhone I've lined up for, I've gone back the next day to look at cases, and I feel like an idiot because these people are just walking in buying.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's something about lining up for a gadget like this.
I just love it.
I know it's going to sound really geeky, and I don't care. I used to really hide it, but now I embrace it. It feels good, and I'm really upset at the fact. Happy that the fact that Billy got me an iPad and that I'll have it next week.
64 gig iPad, Aaron. Special.
Yeah, baby. Although it didn't come cheap, I'm just saying.
It came cheaper than it will.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm going to miss kind of not hanging in line to get an iPad because I'm coming to the realization that.
Oh, you know what you should do, Aaron?
What?
I got a great idea. Just bring your iPad whenever you get it. Go to the line and be like, oh, I've got one, but I'm actually just queuing up for a case. Should do that, for real.
That'd be horrible.
I'll get knifed in this country.
I know, but you know what? It'd be funny. Oh, sorry, never mind. It'd be funny knifing, I guess.
So, I read some weird article about Adobe sneaking Flash onto the iPad. Not Flash, it's just kind of that it doesn't see. I think Adobe were talking about how they could do Flash in like a standalone app.
Yeah.
Or something. But what I wanted to get into kind of briefly was with the iPad Safari, have you come across any glaring websites where you can't use it because of Flash?
No, not yet.
Well, that was easy. Moving on.
Billy, have you taken a look at have you put in your credentials into the YouTube account and looked at it?
You know, YouTube just wasn't loading for me on this iPad. When I was at the Best Buy, I was playing on the YouTube. Actually, I pulled up my videos. What? You know what? It's working now. Let me put in my credentials. Why? What's it do?
It's just amazing, the UI that they have on this thing. I'm looking at, I went to subscriptions. I like how it's all laid out, and it's just really amazing. I mean, compared to the iPhone, oh my gosh, it's much.
So, do you know what I'm thinking about? This iPad design makes the Apple TV look a bit long in the tooth.
Well, I can't wait to see what Apple's going to do with the remote to be able to control the front row iTunes and Apple TV. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
I use Air Mouse. Air Mouse on here.
Well, they don't have
blow it up.
Yeah, but they don't have it's not scaled. It's not scaled yet, though.
Can scale it with the 2x thing.
Yeah, but I've taken a look at the 2x scaled, and some of them, like to me, the dig thing. Oh, it's horrible. The dig.
Oh yeah, how pissed are you going to be if you're Dig and you just released it? It took you 2 years to come out with an iPhone app.
Yeah,
but they released an iPhone app last week. It's really going to take them another 5 years to get the iPad app.
Yeah,
So there's a couple of issues that people are having with iPads. One of them is the USB thing. That's a, I don't know what Apple are playing at.
The power thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, if it can charge off a, I don't understand why it needs to be a new iMac or a MacBook Pro, or shouldn't it be enough? I'm not sure. Andy Anotko, in his review, he said that you can charge off the USB, or at least he could on his iMac, but it took twice as long. So maybe what I'm thinking is people aren't leaving it long enough
to let it recognize.
I think you plug it in and it says not charging. I wonder what happens if you leave it for like 50 minutes or 30 minutes. Does it say charging?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
My mind does.
Well, I mean, mine automatically does because it's, you know, it's
one. Yeah, and so with Billy's because you've got the new MacBook Pros.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see what would happen on mine because
By Wednesday, you'll know.
I hope. Or it might be Thursday. I don't know. I don't know how long UPS. It'd be interesting to see how long UPS take to ship it, don't you think?
It's funny how Aaron had. I told Aaron, I said, Aaron, you have 2 weeks to play with this thing. You're on break for 2 weeks.
Well, I have like a week and a bit. But because I can't get a pad, also, this is another thing. Thankfully, I've already got a US iTunes account. If I didn't have a US iTunes account, I couldn't do anything because iTunes is like, the Apple store, the App Store is, a web page basically within iTunes. And, when I go into it on my using the UK, page. There's no app. There's no iPad stuff. It just doesn't show up.
Yeah.
So thankfully, I've managed to get my hands on some apps. So why don't you guys sell me on your top? You each pick your top app and try and sell me on it.
Go ahead, George.
Billy, you can go first. You've been playing with your iPad a little bit more than me because I had some stuff I had to do before.
That's the thing. George, your iPad took ages to sync. What the hell?
Yeah, I have no idea why it did that.
And his was like half the size of mine.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll just mention a couple of really cool applications. I only have 2 pages so far of applications. I haven't, you know, really took the time to, even though Billy probably has his whole, the whole iPad he's using full. So,
yeah,
I have a page right here just with the main, you know, main applications that I've downloaded. So I've got the iBooks application, which is, you know, we've all seen that. Pandora's pretty neat. Twitterific, I like the interface that Twitterific's come up with. TwitPad, have you played with that, Billy?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
AIM, I love the interface AIM has gotten.
I'm not really liking it.
I kind of do.
I thought I was going first, by the way.
You didn't want to go, so. Pages, I still don't, there's got to be a better way than uploading it to iWork.com and getting it on there. So if any of you guys know how to get the documents from Pages, Keynote, Numbers over to the iPad without uploading it to iWork, that'd be really cool. The ABC player, I didn't know that you could watch the full video until today. Aaron told me that, which is
crash is like a merg.
Mine hasn't crashed at all.
I think that might have been the Wi-Fi point that you're on, Billy.
No, I'm on it. I just tried it a few minutes ago. What did you watch on it, George?
The iPad one.
You watched the whole thing?
I just watched the first like 10 minutes of it, and it was pretty great.
But it's only 20-minute show.
I watched half of it then. Okay. TweetDeck. TweetDeck is another Twitter application that I've been, you know, playing around with. Adobe Ideas, great for, you know, sketching and stuff. Draw, another one that's Square. Hey, now,
George, are you just naming every single app?
No. I'm just naming the Square. Now, if you guys haven't heard of Square lets you basically make payments. They were showing it off with an iPhone and the iPhone application. It's basically they send you a little bit. It's like PayPal, but for your iPhone or iPad that you could, you know, bill people in person. It's really cool.
Sorry to cut you off, but I'm just seeing this now that I can tell the charge thing's taking forever because I've had this thing plugged up to my computer since I've been home, which is probably an hour, and it's only gone from 25% to 27%.
That's pretty good, though, because Andy and a lot of the other guys, their reviews, all the big media guys' reviews said it takes 4.5 hours on the 10-volt plug and double that on a Mac.
Well, so, you think you got a 10-volt plug over here because I can just use that.
I'm a bit worried about that. I don't, because, I mean, our plug things are different over here. So
okay.
I'm hoping that the iPad will charge off the standard iPod plug thing. I hope they're the same.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm starting to watch this episode of Modern Families and it's actually working. So okay. Whatever.
Yeah. So basically I can, you know, basically, I have a good example. My uncle, he sells photography. So basically he goes to his trade.
He sells photos.
Yeah. He sells photography, you know, prints. Okay. So he sells his prints. He goes to art shows and all that and he sells his prints. So what a great way to have your iPad instead of having to write down, you know, the credit card information, open up Square, slide their credit card through, gets their credit card information. You get their email.
Slide it through what?
Slide it through the – there's a, basically, they're going to send me this week. Hopefully, I'll get it. It's a little RFID. Is that correct, the RFID reader?
No.
I don't know. It's not an RFID reader.
You mean damn it. It's a magnetic card.
A medic card scanner, basically.
Magnetic? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like metal and
magnetic. Yeah. That's what I said, magnetic card scanner. Little thing. You plug it into your headphone jack at the top of the iPad or the top of the iPhone. They don't have the iPhone app yet, which if they do, that'd be so cool. But and so basically the customer comes up, says, all right, I want this print. And now Square, I was just playing around with it a couple hours ago. You can have the ability to add the items that you sell. So say he has maybe 50 different prints that he, you know, sets of prints that he does. Okay. So I go in there. And I'm selling the print. I go into it. I click the item. I swipe the credit card. The guy gives me his email. And I email him his receipt. And I charge him right on my iPhone. Now, they take a 2.9% cut. Basically, it's PayPal. It's a merchant account.
That's a big cut, by the way. 2.9%?
PayPal takes 3.1, I think. Hold on.
I just processed that wrong. I thought you said 9.2.
No, 2.9.
I was like, let me see.
I was like, wow, my credit card's cheaper than that.
Yeah, Aaron, we got to buy here, bro.
Tax rate. No, they don't have to. I bet. No, it's not on here.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It takes a small amount.
It takes a small amount, just like your PayPal. It takes a small amount and you know, charges you, but I'm not going to put in my bank account right now. I'll put it in, you know, couple days later, and another idea. Hey, I'm gonna go sell something on Craigslist. All right, I go sell it to some guy. All right, I said I can do credit card. Okay, a guy shows up with the credit card. I give him the thing. I take his credit card. I swipe it. I send him. He puts in his email. He signs right on the iPad. That's why I got this really cool stylus to be able to do sketches and different things like that. And he signs it with a stylus, and bada bing, bada boom, I'm paid, he's got his product, we're both happy.
I don't know, that sounds like, that's a really niche product, though. That's like,
no, but just think of it. You know, say I own a coffee shop, I can use that payment system instead.
Yeah, the problem is though, George, you bought this app, and you don't own a coffee shop.
The app is free. The app is
you
free.
You don't own a coffee shop.
The app is that. Free, and the dongle is free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
But you don't own a coffee shop.
Yeah, but
I didn't have to use it like a coffee shop. I can use it when a friend owes me money. I can use it.
The example I like is that Girl Scouts can walk around whenever they're selling Girl Scout cookies and say, oh, hey, by the way, we take
pizza, credit card,
MasterCard, whatever you guys need. Because
I'm going to trust a bunch of Girl Scouts. First off, if the Girl Scouts have got iPads, they don't need my money for their cookies.
For real, bro. That's so true. I never even thought of that.
Well, Salvation Army, you know, or something like that. They're at the.
So if they have iPads, then I don't.
The Publix. You want to make a donation to us? Ooh, what is he using there?
What?
Is it a weird?
I just said. Well, huh?
I'm almost creeped out right now, guys.
Okay. Well. So that's a cool application. And another really cool graphics application is. Have you guys seen the Marvel? Comics application.
I'm not a comic reader, so I didn't.
Here's the thing, right?
I know.
I'm not a comic reader, but I think I might become one.
Okay, well, I'm telling you here. I'm looking at this thing. I mean, they cost money, but they've got like 6 free ones in there. I'm looking at the graphics. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! It's just amazingly great graphics. The zoom, I can zoom in, and it's not even pixelated. It's just
By the way, we should talk a little bit about the because I'm getting bored of all of George's app picks.
Okay, I'm done with my apps now. Whatever you guys want to do next is fine.
I didn't even get to say any apps. You guys suck.
Well, no, he basically stole them all, right?
Hold on. Give me let's see. I know I got one, but let's see if I got three.
Hey, let me ask you something about the actual fit and finish of the iPad.
Yeah.
Is it weird that it bulges in the back when you put it? Is it?
No, don't even notice it really.
Because I'm looking at the pictures because that's basically all I can do for the next week.
Yeah, that's okay.
It looks sort of like, it looks like somebody's run over it.
I haven't noticed anything. I just say it's cool. It's pretty cool.
So here's my two apps. Netflix, by the way. Awesome. First of all, I was on the verge of canceling my Netflix account because I usually would watch the instant stuff at school, but they blocked it.
Yeah, because that's really cool. I mean, you guys amaze me. I watch Netflix at school.
No, Aaron, in my DECA class, we don't do anything. I've already done all the stuff. I did it all last year, so I didn't have to do anything this year. So I just usually watch a movie or something. But they blocked my school, so I was like, oh, I'll just cancel my Netflix. But the other day, Netflix said, oh, you know what? We're going to – by the way, even though we said we're not going to do a Netflix app for the iPhone or iPad, we're going to do one. And by the way, it's also came out yesterday. So I've been playing with it today. It's amazing.
No.
It's really kind of – hold on. It's not really an application for – it's not like an app. It's really just like an application that's a portal to the website.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How's the video quality? Because I was watching some.
It's great.
Because I was in the Apple Store watching. They were watching a movie, and it was a little bit grainy.
Sure, it was on Netflix.
Yeah, it was on Netflix. I was looking at the application. It was on Netflix. It was that?
Yeah, but how old was the movie, George?
It must have been.
I'm trying to think of the movie name.
By the way, Aaron, the first
Happy Go Lucky, the movie.
That's kind of old. It does sound old, actually. But
yeah,
Aaron, the first video that I watched on the iPad, you'll love this, was season one of Dexter.
Oh, hell yes.
So I know you'll appreciate it. I'm actually trying to play it again to check on the video quality. But when the video quality is pretty good.
So, this is going to sound really stupid. It won't replace this because Billy's an Xbox guy, but who needs a TV anymore, really?
You know,
I can imagine myself using this thing. Like, I don't know. There's some gadgets in my life that aren't going to get touched for a long time.
You know what? I'm watching the video quality in this episode, Dexter, and it just looks fantastic. I can't say enough about it. It's definitely worth the $8.99 by itself.
And even if it looked kind of crappy,
it's on a friggin' iPad, man.
It's in your hand. Okay, let me just ask you about the screen real quick. What's it like on the angle? Because Apple make a big thing about the new iMacs and all that. And they say that you can watch it with this new IPS technology, which is the same technology that's in the iPad. You can see it pretty much from any angle.
I'm looking at it from any angle.
I'm gonna throw up a movie, and I will tell you because I was actually watching Air Force One on here.
What I want you to do, Billy, is kind of throw up a movie and then put it like. So you're looking at the side of it and see how good the color is.
That looks great. It's good.
It's a pretty amazing. I'm looking at a video here.
Okay, so what about heat?
No heat.
No, not at all.
Not even off the screen, nothing?
No.
Because there's no fan in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this really is like magic. I'm just saying.
I was telling people this morning, I said, you know, this device is going to change my life. I mean, the way I do my notes at school, I told my principal before spring break, we're on spring break this week. I told my principal before spring break, I said, you know what? I don't take notes at all. And I said, I'm going to get the iPad. I really do take notes, but I really dislike taking notes. And I told him, I'm getting an iPad, during spring break. He's like, I said, do you think I could use my iPad for, you know, during class to take notes, you know, and I'd probably have a better grade in most of my classes if I was able to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he said, George, well, sure thing. As long as I can, you know, check it out and play with it before when you come back, you know, be the first one to play with it. I'm fine with that. Most of my teachers are like, oh, we gotta see your iPad, you know.
Do you think this is really going to change education? I mean, speaking as a guy who works in education, supporting information technology and all that other sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
the budgets for the government and all this, I know it's popular over there where you'll go into a school and everybody in the school year will get a laptop for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's becoming more and more the case. But it's going the other way. It starts off with the teachers. Technology in a UK classroom is starting to get that way. Only it's got to the stage now where every classroom has the smart board. And if the smart board ain't working, the teacher somehow magically forgets to teach. Like, you know, they need some kind of computer in every fucking, oops, sorry, George.
That's all right. You can cuss on this podcast. That's all right.
In every sort of class. So, what I'm saying is that a lot of schools now, not ours yet, but a lot of schools pay for the laptops. Most of them are PCs because there's a huge pressure on, there is a, benefit to having a MacBook, a white MacBook. In school, no viruses to say. You know, it's easy to lock down, I think, than a PC. But, you know, people want to buy, the teachers and the facilitators want to buy Windows lap notebooks because they're cheaper. But now with an iPad at $599, and we don't know what the education discounts are, normally pretty good with Apple, so maybe take 100 off that. Maybe you can get a 16 GB or maybe even 8 GB iPad for like, say they could do a special, like 8 GB version of an iPad for like, I don't know, $399.
I don't think they'll do an 8 GB one because
I'm talking books. About school. I'm not talking. I know, but
books are going to be bigger than.
I mean, I'm just saying they could, right?
Aaron, I'll beat you up. No, I'm just joking. Actually, you know what? Speaking of which, I just went into Gmail and did Maps and did a the Skyhook to find my location, and I just threw it up on Postgres. It found my house, like. It put the dot right there.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
It's
really good on this thing.
It's getting there, that's for sure. Yeah. So,
I love the iPad, probably.
I mean, you're definitely going to get 3G?
I'm getting a 3G for sure.
It was funny. Today in the Apple Store.
And I feel bad for you guys.
In the Apple Store line, there was a guy. I said, so what do you? He's like, what are you getting? He said, a 16 GB Wi-Fi. I said, why 16? He's like, oh well, I pre-ordered a 3G, but I just said, you know, screw it. I want an iPad today. So it was pretty funny, and I was like, oh well,
what? I'm gonna get on Skype on my iPad, Aaron's iPad. It's got a microphone. It's got the speaker. I'm gonna hang up on here, and I want you to call me.
Alrighty.
Oh, Billy's audio quality.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, just
I'm uploading that photo. I'm sorry. Pause right here, and we'll.
Billy's on dial up. Sorry.
It picks back up. and it's been working.
Well, Billy, we kind of hear you now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll be back. Billy, are you going to get on the iPad right now?
I actually can't. Can you guys hear me better?
Yeah, much better than before.
Okay, well, I can't because the version of Skype does not work for the iPad.
Oh, that's
something Aaron's saying.
Send me a picture.
Oh, wait. Hold on. It went away. I just reopened it and it's gone now. So let me try.
This version of Skype is only only supported or unmodified iPad OS 3.0. Point X and 3.0.1.
Oh, I closed it out and then I restarted, so and now it's letting me sign in. And
it's just telling you like we haven't tested it on 3.2.
Remember how they said you couldn't take a screenshot? You can now take a screenshot. I just took a screenshot of something.
Took a screenshot. What do you mean you can't?
Wait, I said they used to say like it was a couple. When this first came out, they said you couldn't take screenshots on the iPad.
Oh, yeah, I took one and put it on postures. Okay, I'm on Skype, so call me back.
Okay.
I'm going to use the built-in speaker and microphone.
Okay, let's see how the quality is. Okay. All right, Billy has gone on to is getting onto his iPad. And
he said he's on there now, so if you call him back.
There he is. Okay, call him back.
How long do you normally let these things go for, George?
Billy, say something.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my, this looks so funny. Hold on, I'm gonna screenshot this because it looks cool. Okay. Yeah, I hear you. Can you do you hear yourself back with the microphone?
We did at beginning. Yeah. Oh, we do now still. Yeah.
Okay. Let me. Okay, now I'm gonna sign back in on. But how does it sound? Does it sound decent? It's my bad. It's not meant to be a phone.
I mean, I can hear you, but I wouldn't record it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This well, is not.
I don't even have my headset for then.
It sounds like you're on speakerphone, which essentially is what you are.
Up to my ear like I am now, but the microphone's at the...
Get my iPad away from your greasy head.
Yeah. Okay, I'm signing back in on Skype, so call me back again.
Alrighty.
George, that's a show title.
Okay, okay.
Get your iPad away from my... Can get my iPad away from your greasy head.
Alright. Let's finish up the show, guys.
Yes, sir.
All right. What else?
I guess we can't really do picks because we kind of did them.
All right. Yeah. We'll do picks next week.
Okay. Oh, I know. I've got an idea. Real quick. One thing you hate. One thing you like.
Okay. I'll go first because I want to call this one.
Good.
The glary screen. I hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it.
So you think you should have a matte screen option?
Yeah.
Or at least an anti-glare coating.
Yes. Cool. And I love the speed of it because it's just so fast.
Would you say, like 10 times faster than an iPhone?
I wouldn't say 10 times, but I say it's at least 3 or 4. Because whenever you, Safari on this thing is just blazing. It really is.
Cool. George?
Now, the portability, I mean, and the UI, I mean, the UI is the same as the iPhone. But I mean, the portability, you know, the size of it, I mean, it's just amazing. And that I can, you know, turn it any direction and my home screen will go with me, which is, it's just pretty cool.
One thing that you love.
Yeah.
One thing that you love. What do you love?
What do I love? The size.
I do. You know what? To be honest, I do like to be able to just turn it whichever way I want and it goes.
Cool. So yeah. I'm gonna go in and say that I love the fact that I have such good friends that can include me in a day long conversation about our iPad, and also that I have somebody who I've never met yet. I feel like I've known him my entire life.
can stand
and get an iPad for me. Although I did pay him beforehand. But I hate the fact that I have to wait so goddamn long because international shipping is such a... I mean, 3 days, if they say that if Billy ships it to me on Monday, I'll get it on Wednesday.
Wednesday at 12, they guarantee it to you?
Well, that's if I pay $100. If it's 90, is there's $5 difference between guaranteed by 12 p.m.?
Well, I do a $5 difference if I know I get it by a certain time.
Yeah. And, you know, I hate the idea of having to, I'm sorry I wasn't with one of you two guys, because that would have been awesome.
Oh, you couldn't have been. It's not your fault. It's Steve's fault, actually, by him.
Yeah, worldwide availability day one. Why'd you have to hold it on to the UK, the US? I don't understand. Although, can you imagine if it was worldwide availability?
You would have had it like 6 hours ahead, and I would have gone crazy like I did for 3GS.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you there was a reason why they did that, because Apple would have, you know, everywhere had way more product than we all thought they would have.
Yeah.
And that must be because they restricted shipments to the US only. Because even Canada didn't have it. I saw tweets from Amber MacArthur and all kinds of people that came down for the day to get theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see the numbers. I wonder if somebody's going to release the numbers of how many people pre-ordered and how you, because apparently UPS aren't doing so good at the delivery.
Oh, that's not good.
The last 10 minutes of today's Tech Guy show, Steve Gibson calls in on Leo's radio show and basically says that his UPS driver, who Steve's known for years, apologized because he had 2 boxes from Amazon and no iPad. Because the iPad, he said, people that have ordered multiple iPads are coming in on different trucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the depots are a real cluster F.
Yeah.
So, but Leo got his iPads in the radio at 11:30 in the morning, just after the radio started, all four at once, bang.
Yeah, it was funny. I saw that.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah. What's funny is that they had different cases at the Apple store when I went today, and I was like, you know, what case should I get? But I said, you know what? You've got to have the Apple on your
case. Yeah, but Apple made a good – it seems like on that video, Apple made a good job of making sure that their case is pretty substantial.
Well, the only thing I don't like about this case is I wish it had a pocket.
Yeah.
At least like on the window or something. I've actually got – you know, I've got a couple cases on the way, so I can't wait till next week to see, you know, what other cases, what features they have.
You're going to be like, well, do you think iPads and cases are going to be like women in their handbags?
could be.
You never know.
I've seen a couple bags.
I could see George carrying one.
I see a couple bags that look like Merces.
Man purses.
Yeah.
So if you could do anything with Xcode, what would your killer iPad app be? 24 hours in, not even 24 hours in. What's the one app where you think, God, if I could only just do this one thing now?
Billy, you want to go on that first?
If I could download a movie, like legit, like a movie that, you can't really make one that does that. It's just something. I'll let George go first because I don't know.
I don't really know.
I got it. A one that could cut HD video together.
Yeah. So like an iMovie.
Yeah. Real director. I think they're going to boost it up, I hope.
I would. Okay.
I really think Apple are going to do an iLife thing.
That would be – I saw something about that, about GarageBand and iPhoto and stuff like that. You know, that's what I'm saying. I would really be impressed if I could see something not, you know, half of what Lightroom is, but be able to basically, you know, with that little, you know, 30-pin to USB or 30-pin to SD, be able to put my SD card in. Upload, mm-hmm. Go in and upload all the photos from there.
Yeah.
Wow. Store them in there. I guess I kind of haven't
already said all this before. Oh, wait. Yeah, I have.
You're talking about
this
video.
This is my idea.
You're talking about video.
No,
can you imagine? I mean, I'm not a big iLife guy. I use iPhoto and that's about it. But can you imagine if you're a musician, it used to be brilliant that you could just drag along like a guitar and amp.
And
your MacBook. Can you imagine if you just have to bring along your iPad, amp, and your guitar?
That would be, you know, it would be really cool seeing GarageBand on the iPad, being able to pull in audio. So basically, this podcast, be able to pull it in there and basically fade in, fade out audio. You know, another.
Also, like use it as a digital mixer. You mean?
Yeah, something similar to that. I mean, be able to basically produce a podcast and upload it. Would be even incredible.
Even incredible.
So, not produce it on the show, but I mean, at least edit incredible. It and be able to put it out.
I mean, incredible.
So yeah. I think we really, you're gonna hear a lot of hype for the next couple of weeks, but then I guarantee within about 4 weeks, you're gonna have people start saying, okay, Apple, with this device, Apple have reformed the mobile computing space again. But they really have no excuse, in my eyes at least, they have no excuse for not doing multitasking now. If they don't do multitasking in the next OS release, it's pretty obvious they're doing it on purpose, in my opinion.
Oh, by the way, my iPhone is still iPad is still at 27%. So, see, it's not charging quick. So I have to plug it up.
I think you have to turn it off.
What?
To charge it to charge it on the Mac, you have to turn it off. Otherwise, it'll be...
Mr.
Genius.
When mine was docked, remember when mine was syncing, mine was charging at the same time.
Yeah, but you only went from 98% to 100%. That's what Billy's done in that last hour. He's done 2%.
Okay. Try plugging it into the wall with the little thing at KV.
What's the point of that?
I will tonight when I have to charge it for the flight.
When do you fly out? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Easter Sunday you fly out? Wow.
Yeah, we already talked about this, George.
Well, I know you did, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's a religious holiday. Not everybody celebrates.
Yeah.
All right.
Except that guy that was preaching to us today. I'm sure he was celebrating.
George, the world does not stop just because of Easter. On the other hand, the world does stop if the iPad gets released.
That's true. So, Apple Juice Show. What number is this, by the way?
Okay, whoa. No, real quick. Predictions. Day one sales.
I think 500,000.
Damn.
Well, you think so?
So yeah. He said, yeah.
Yeah.
At most, I think it's 500,000, by the way.
500,000 in the first day?
Yeah. You know, that's really good, actually, for a product that's, you know, never
been. How many pre-orders do they have? 300,000?
Yeah, I think.
By the time you're in South by Southwest. So I'm going to say 650. Because there were millions of iPods in the US.
I bet.
Today. So how do they do, here's another thing. How do they deliver those things in secret?
You know what? Let me tell you. Actually, I figured this out. Cause whenever the lady said, we had a bunch of them delivered last night, but then a UPS truck came about 5-10 minutes before she came and told us that. And I was like, I bet you they have iPads on there. And then she said, and we just got some in off that UPS truck that just rolled in. I was like, I knew it. We should have jumped that driver and killed him.
Huh.
Okay.
Aaron, we could add free iPad.
Now he tells me after I've paid him $850.
Well, you know, maybe it was free and I just, oh no, I sent you the receipt. Okay. Well,
this is episode 52.
Episode 52. Thank you for listening to the episode 52 of the, I know I said that wrong. Let me restart that. Thank you for listening to episode 52 of the Apple Juice Show. You can find us online at applejuiceshow.com. Aaron, you can find, Aaron, where are you at?
Twitter.
Twitter.com/AARONDYER. George is on your age. That was so weird. George is on your age. George is on Twitter at twitter.com. I haven't done radio in a while. twitter.com/GDRAGE, G Drage. And I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/BillyHime, BILLYHIME. And we'd love to thank you for listening to this great edition of the Apple News Show.
Well, one thing I do want to mention before the show is over. It was great time. I had a great time at South by Southwest. Billy, it was wonderful meeting you in person.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I was actually surprised on how tall you were. I kept on referring to him as the big teddy bear because he kind of resembles.
It does kind of look like a teddy bear.
But thank you, because I know
shake the whole time.
All the women always want to cuddle with me. I look so cuddly. That's what they say. Always a teddy bear looks always so cuddly.
Not sure if that's the thing I would go for,
But it was just really interesting seeing Billy for the first time, human. You know, I could actually poke him, and it would.
You said that. He's like, oh, it's weird seeing you in person. And then
it's kind of weird when you just see a person for 2 hours. But that was a great time. We had a great time. That's why the show has been in pause. I've been Photoshop World the week after. I mean, so many events have been happening.
We were actually going to record a couple shows there, but George forgot his microphone. And
George forgot his microphone, and Billy forgot his flip.
Oh, my God. So pissed off. I'm not even starting.
Okay. Well, we're ending the show with that. And have a great day, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening in. Hope you get an iPad. If you have any questions, please email info@applejuiceshow.com. If I can't answer them, Billy will answer them. Or if both of us can't answer them, we'll have maybe Steve Jobs or Aaron Dyer, the Mac professional. Thank you very much.